Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mother of Fun podcast. My name is Audrey, and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the positive side of becoming a parent during the pandemic. So if you're listening to this, you're likely a new mom like me, and you probably started your parenting journey during or maybe just before the pandemic. So we all probably have a very similar experience and we can kind of bond over it. And I've noticed that when I typically speak to other moms about the experience, we talk a lot about the negative side of becoming a parent during the pandemic. And so today I wanted to just try and talk more about the positive things, because there have been some things that I've noticed that I wouldn't have experienced if it wasn't for the pandemic. So that's what we're gonna go over in today's episode. But before we get started, I wanted to share today's review of the day. So today's review comes from Rookie Mom Chronicles, and she says, "Audrey is honest and open about all things in her journey. I can pretty much relate to most as a new mom myself. I enjoy the easy listening and the down-to-earth chit-chat of a fellow pandemic mama." So thank you so much to Rookie Mom Chronicles for leaving that review. And what's special about this review is it's actually a friend of mine who I met through Instagram. Her name is Gabby, and she is just starting her very own podcast. So she has posted her trailer, and I know she's going to be posting her first episode very soon. So if you guys could go and give her a follow, follow her show, follow her on Instagram, and let's support another fellow mama out there, because she's been very excited to start her podcast, but just kept waiting and waiting. She was waiting for confidence to start, and I think she's ready now, and I'm very excited to hear what she has to share with her experience on her show. So definitely go check her out. I'll leave her in the show notes. So before we jump in, have to set the scene, of course. So I'm sitting in my room. It is 4 p.m. on a Wednesday, and honestly, I am so tired today because last night I went out to this Mama's Night Out event. And on Facebook, when I said I was going, it said it was from 7:15 to 9:30. So I said, okay, that's great. I'll be home in time for 10 p.m. bedtime. It was not done at 9:30, you guys. I was there until after 11. I got home at 10 past 11. And that's very, very late for me to go out. So we went to this restaurant. It was an outdoor event under a tent. It was super hot. It was like 105 degrees out. So it was pretty uncomfortable, but the food was so, so good. And it was the first event that they've done since the pandemic. So my town, I live in a small town with a very tight-knit mom community. We have a Facebook community of over 1,000 moms who help each other. And what happened before the pandemic is they would do once a month a mama's night out. So last night was the first one since the pandemic. And I think 44 women came. So it was really a good turnout. And a couple of friends that I know who all have babies the same age went. And, you know, I got really emotional because the person who organizes these events, she spoke, you know, for a second just to welcome everybody to the event, say thanks for coming. And she said something along the lines of, you know, we did it. Like, we've made it through this hard time. I'm already like tearing up because it was like so, it's so emotional. Every time I think like that, like I think like, damn, we have done what moms before us never had to do, which is go through this alone, go through this during, you know, the pandemic with the fear, all the different fears that come along with it, the isolation and, you know, changes in your family, financial situation, depending on how you were affected by the pandemic. So it's been really hard. And that's why I usually will bond with moms over the hard stuff when it comes to the pandemic. But again, as I wanted to say, today we're going to be talking about the positives. So I know I was setting the scene. I'm in my room, by the way. I'm just sitting at my desk recording this one, but I'm very tired. So it might not be super long, but I really wanted to record this because it was something that I was thinking about, you know, last night and this morning. So I just felt inspired to record this episode. So let me just get straight into it. So the first positive side of becoming a parent during the pandemic is more time to bond with baby. So for those of you who know me personally or follow me, you know that my mother-in-law was supposed to be here when Mia was born, and that would have meant that my maternity leave was only going to be 4 months. I was going to go back to work on June 1st. And to be honest, I wasn't ready to go back to work after only 4 months. And even if the pandemic didn't happen, I probably would have felt the same way. And I know a lot of moms feel that way, especially if you have a short maternity leave. Like mine was unpaid, so I had 12 weeks paid and the rest unpaid. But a lot of moms aren't even that lucky. You only get 6 weeks and then you're expected to go back to work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, no exceptions. You just are supposed to function like somebody who doesn't have a child or who didn't just give birth. So I felt very lucky in the sense that I had more time to be with Amelia and to bond with her, even though the circumstance wasn't ideal. So I quit my job to become a stay-at-home mom because I felt like it wasn't safe for me to put her in daycare, and I didn't have my mother-in-law here. So the plans had changed, obviously. And for that, I am truly grateful because I have gotten to know my little girl so much, and it's just been good to have this time with her because you only have, you know, this time goes by so quick, and you only have your first baby once, and I guess you only have your second baby once and your third baby once, but it just felt right to be able to have more time to bond with her and to stay home with her. So I know that's pretty obvious, and a lot of people would say that that is the best part of the pandemic. Like, yeah, it, you know, sometimes your kids probably drive you crazy and you may feel kind of stuck or trapped, but for the most part, I think, you know, at the end of the day, when we're putting our kids to bed, we all feel that gratitude. If you've had the luxury of being able to be with your child at home, again, I know not everybody has had this, and so I'm just sharing from my experience. So I'm sorry if maybe your experience was a little different, but yeah, that's my first point I wanted to say. And then the second one is more time as a family. So my husband, he was home for 2 weeks when Mia was born, which was before the pandemic, and then he had to go back to work. So I was alone with her for about a month before COVID had everything shut down. So for that month, it was extremely difficult for me because I had nobody else here at the house with me. He would leave at like 7 a.m. and not get home till 6:30 p.m. because he had to commute to the office by train. And the days were long, and it was a very scary period. So when COVID happened and lockdown happened and he had to stay home because he was working from home, it was good. Like, it was nice to have him here. And so he set up an office here at home because he realized it was going to be a while. At first, he just worked at the dining room table, and then he actually set up his office in one of the spare bedrooms. So it was nice, you know, all these months when, say, maybe I had to go to the bathroom and I could just, if he wasn't busy, I could have him watch her for a second. Or if we're just like bored, we can come and visit him. We always come in and I say, can we visit? And then, you know, during lunch, we could eat lunch together or like be around each other. And then he didn't have to commute. So his workday starts like 8:30 and he gets done around 5:15. So 8:30 to 5:15 is a lot better than 7 to 6:30. And then he was around. I had an extra hand. So like if I needed 10 minutes to eat lunch real quick, he was here for me. So that was good. And it was just nice to be together as a family. So we have been vlogging, of course, all of Mia's life. And I remember way back in, I guess maybe it was April, we filmed something and we were all just laying on the floor in Amelia's room in the nursery, including the dog. And we were all just spending time together. And I just couldn't help but think like, wow, I'm really grateful for this. So That's the second thing. I'm gonna give you guys two more positives that I feel came from parenting during the pandemic. And the last one is the most important one, so stay tuned for it. So the third point I have is that I was able to become a stay-at-home mom. So for me, I kind of always dreamed of doing this. I have a blog, you know, a blog and a YouTube channel, and I had really hoped that one day I could be home with my kids and do that on the side so I can still make an income and, you know, be creative, but I didn't have to do a traditional 9-to-5 job. So of course, you know, the situation that we're in wasn't completely ideal because we're losing a full income, and it wasn't our first choice. Logically, it wasn't the first choice, but personally, I think it turned out good because I really enjoyed the time that I've had so far being home with her. And yes, there's been ups and downs, and this is kind of like similar to the first point, which is just more time to bond, but I wanted to like make it its own point that I really enjoy being a stay-at-home mom, and it's something that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do if the pandemic never happened. So I'm not saying that I'm glad, you know, like, oh, I'm so happy there's a pandemic and all these people died, but I'm just, again, trying to highlight the positive parts of the pandemic, because again, I just feel like we always focus on the negative things, like we didn't have any help or support and it was depressing and isolating, which I experienced all those things as well. But again, like being a stay-at-home mom is, it's a hard and very rewarding job that I would have never got to experience if it wasn't for this situation. And now, this is the last point that I have, and it's the most important one. This is the reason why I wanted to record this episode. So for me, I noticed that I gained a huge amount of confidence in my parenting style because I was forced to do it myself. So with the pandemic, I didn't have any help. My mother-in-law wasn't here when she was born. She's here now, but she wasn't here. And because she's here now, it's given me the opportunity to see just how I have grown as a parent. So now that she's here, I feel a little bit strange because she takes over a lot of the care now because I'm working in the afternoons and she takes over with Mia. So, you know, she feeds her the way she wants to and she plays with her the way she wants to play with her. And that's all good and fine. But I do like actually find myself almost feeling less confident. So like sometimes if we're both in the same room with Mia now and something's happening, I may look over to my mother-in-law like almost as if like I'm not sure if I should do what I want to do or if I should follow what she wants me to do, kind of a thing. So it's very different than how I've been operating before she came, because before there was nobody to ask. I just did it however I wanted. Like my husband had a say in some things, like how we raise her and stuff. But for the most part, it was me being the primary caretaker of her, and there was nobody to, you know, ask, like, is this the way I should do it? So I'm noticing that I was actually more confident before I had help. And it makes me look back and say, wow, I'm actually kind of glad that we did this ourselves, because if I had help from the beginning, would I have actually truly grown as, you know, as confident and as strong as a mother if I had somebody here who kind of maybe would take the lead because she has experience? You know, I may rely more on her experience and let that form how I decided I wanted to be a parent to my daughter. So it's just a really interesting thing that just like came to me today. I was like, wow, this is different. And the reason it came up is because we have a different way of feeding. So I did the whole episode on independent feeding and how we changed, you know, the way that we feed Amelia. But my mother-in-law does it the opposite way. She does spoon feeding. And, you know, I have to be able to let go and let her do it her way during the time when she's watching her because I can't just be there all the time and micromanage everything. And, you know, her way works for her and Amelia eats well with her. But for me, I was struggling because I'm like, well, now I feel like she's confused because I want to do it the way I'm doing it, but she maybe expects me to feed her the way grandma feeds her. So when I went through that, I was like, this is very interesting. It's, again, it just feels like I'm losing confidence almost. Like I have more help and I'm almost like questioning and doubting my own parenting philosophy, if that makes sense. So I'm working on it. I'm trying to just like sustain that confidence that I've had throughout this entire journey and just know that, you know, when I am with her, I will still operate the same way I usually do. And if grandma does it differently, I can accept that rather than, you know, use it as an excuse to not do things the way I want. So that was a very long-winded way to describe that. But again, it's just that being a parent during the pandemic, or becoming a parent during the pandemic with no help and no village, forced me to grow in confidence in my parenting style. And so that I am extremely grateful for, because I really think I wouldn't have had that if it wasn't the way it is now. So those are like the main things I just wanted to share today with you guys. I know this is a super short episode compared to some of my other ones, but there's no reason to make it super long. I just wanted to put out some positivity around this topic because I know that it's emotional to talk about what we've gone through. Like, again, here I just said that sentence and it brings tears to my eyes because we have really gone through a lot. So I'm here with you, Mama. You're doing a great job. Your little one is thriving because of you, and just have grace and take care of yourself because, yeah, it's been a hard, 15 months? It's been a hard 15 months. And we've all done the best that we could. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please share it with a friend who maybe is another fellow pandemic mama. Just send this show their way. Let them have a listen. If you could also leave a Apple rating or a review, you may be featured in the next episode. I can read your review if you want to leave a review for us. It helps the show and helps other mamas to find us. So thank you again for all your love and support. I really appreciate it. I'm here for you always. So you can find me on Instagram at Mother of Fawn. And let's chat if you want to talk about this topic or anything else. Or if you have suggestions of episodes that you want to see, I have received a few and I'm going to be doing those soon. But if you're listening to this and there's some topic that you really want to hear me talk about, please send me a message on Instagram, or you can email me at audrey@motherofawn.com with your ideas and suggestions, and I'll definitely record something for you that, you know, is super special because it's exactly what you wanted. So, wow, a lot of words. Again, thank you so much. Stay safe and stay well, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.